I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 26th. Last night's city council meeting had to be canceled because of COVID-19. The meeting was called off because Ward 5 councilor Chuck Phelan has tested positive for COVID-19 and several others had been exposed. The council's finance committee was supposed to meet last night and talk about the proposed $16.4 million expansion of the Pine Hill Cemetery in West Quincy. The regular meeting was also supposed to be held last night, where councilors would hear the mayor's plan to purchase three properties on Hancock Street in Quincy Center for $53 million to be redeveloped. The council is slated to meet again next Monday, May 2nd, when the mayor is expected to introduce his proposed budget for the next fiscal year. It's unclear when the next finance committee meeting will be held. A Maynard man has been indicted for the shooting death of a Dorchester man at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree in January. A Norfolk County grand jury handed down the first-degree murder indictment against 19-year-old Julius Hammond Dazier for the killing of 26-year-old Dejune Beasley. Dazier is charged with shooting Beasley in the head inside the plaza on January 22nd. Prosecutors say Beasley was shopping with his girlfriend and her 3-year-old child when Dazier shot him and then fled. The grand jury also indicted 27-year-old Samantha Schwartz of Attleboro for hiding Dazier after the shooting. He was arrested in Dorchester 4 weeks after the shooting. Dazier continues to be held without bail. No arraignment date has been set. The incident was the third recent gun incident at the plaza. In 2017, shots were fired between rival gang members, but no one was hurt. In 2020, a 15-year-old bystander was injured in a shooting. Security has been increased since the latest incident. A fair that has been canceled for the past 3 years appears to be done for good. Every summer for nearly 150 years, the Brockton Fair was held over a 2-week period in the fairgrounds on the city's west side, giving people from across the South Shore a chance to play games, enjoy rides, eat a variety of food, visit animal exhibits, watch the demolition derby. The fair survived the first pandemic in 1918, but will not return following COVID-19. It was last held in 2019, being canceled in 2020 and 2021 amid the pandemic. The Carney family says they plan to pull permits in the next 2 weeks to demolish the grandstand, the first visible signs of change to come. Carney said his family's weighing its options and talking to city leaders about possibilities. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan said he understands the reasons for the decision to cancel the fair again this year. Patrick Rose, former president of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, was sentenced to 10 to 13 years in prison yesterday for molesting 6 children over a 27-year period. Rose was facing 33 charges in connection with the rape and abuse of the children between the ages of 7 and 16 at his home in West Roxbury between 1993 and 2020. 12 of those charges were dismissed, and Rose changed his plea to guilty in Suffolk Superior Court. He was also sentenced to 10 years probation and must register as a sex offender. In 1995, a criminal complaint against Rose, now 67, accused him of sexually assaulting a 12-year-old child. An investigation sustained the allegation, but Rose continued to work as a police officer. A new report released last July found that there was not a thorough and independent investigation into Rose in 1995. He returned to full duty after the police union threatened to sue. The prosecutor said he went on to assault more children. In August of 2020, Rose was arrested after a father and his teenage daughter reported that the girl had been repeatedly molested by Rose from age 7 through 12. Within weeks, 5 more people came forward to accuse Rose of molesting them as children. The Attorney General's office is looking at the new cashless payment policy for concessions at Fenway Park with equity in mind. When the Boston ballpark opened for its 110th year earlier this month, Red Sox officials announced it had transitioned to a fully cashless environment for the 2022 season, accepting concession payments only via credit card or smartphone. Nearly every other Major League Baseball park went cash-free the previous season amid the pandemic. Fenway Park has reverse ATM kiosks set up where fans carrying cash can load their money onto a debit card for use. State law requires retailers to accept legal tender when offered as payment by the buyer and states that no retail establishment offering goods and services for sale shall discriminate against a cash buyer by requiring the use of credit by a buyer in order to purchase such goods and services. Similar cashless concession systems were implemented last year at Gillette Stadium and TD Garden, making Fenway Park the last of the major Boston sports venues to make the shift. Transit advocates, including Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, held a rally at the Park Street T station next to Boston Common yesterday, pushing the T for a low-income fare program. Currently, the T offers discounts to groups such as students and seniors, but nothing for those who are in a low-income bracket. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has long pushed for a free transit system. Last year, state lawmakers passed a low-income fare program, but Governor Baker vetoed the measure. At the time, Baker said more time would be needed to study and figure out what the revenue loss would be and how to replace it. Well, after several consecutive weeks of falling prices at the pump, the cost of gas in Massachusetts is going up again. AAA says the average gas price in the state is up 6 cents from last week to $4.13 a gallon. The recent dip in pump prices has reversed, according to AAA. The average gas price in Massachusetts is a penny higher than the national average. Oil prices are about $100 a barrel. While demand for oil in China could slow due to a COVID surge, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is still keeping prices high. As long as the price of oil stays elevated, the price at the pump will struggle to fall, according to AAA Northeast's Mary McGuire. She said consumers may be catching a little break from March's record-high prices, but don't expect any dramatic drops. The average cost of gas in Massachusetts is 12 cents lower than a month ago, but $1.30 higher than this time last year. Check of business news. Stocks rebounded. The Dow is up 238. The NASDAQ rose 165, and the S&P added 24. Asian stocks also were higher yesterday. The dollar's down. The euro is up. Oil now over $99 a barrel. In sports, Celtics complete a four-game sweep of the Nets with a 116-112 victory. Last night, they will be facing either Milwaukee or Chicago going forward in the playoffs. The Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 6-2. That series continues in Toronto tonight at 7:07. And the Bruins take on the Panthers at the Garden tonight at 7 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast for today, clouds and some scattered showers, high 59, some heavier rain tonight, low 43. Tomorrow starts cloudy, some afternoon sun, high 58. Partly cloudy and breezy on Thursday, high 55. Mix of sun and clouds Friday and a high 52. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet, light southerly winds, high tide at 8:40 a.m. Sunrise at 5:46, set at 7:37. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 26th.